made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, Delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. Toric Lock Classic.
Last week, all three of us, I say all three of us, only two of us actually here.
Joel's
spirit is always in the room.
He is, yeah.
All three of us were at the Vaseline's when they played in Sheffield down at Sydney and Matilda, and we thought, they haven't had a folk rock classic.
Yeah.
They have now.
We discussed it after the gig.
We did indeed, yes. So, Son of a Gun, from their debut EP, actually, back in 1987. And yes, glad to see that they're back touring
again.
Also
covered by Nirvana, of course.
Was it?
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, duh.
Welcome back to The Breakdown. It's Sheffield Live. It's Saturday afternoon. We've got a lot of music to fit in between now and five, so I'll keep this brief. We're going to do an album of the week. No, not album of the week, double. An album release.
Yes.
Double. First up, I'm going to play a track from the Alan Sparhawk collaborative album with Trampled by Turtles. a track called Princess Road Surgery. And after that, John?
After that, we're going to have a Coldplay cover.
Are we?
No, not really. No. It's just a song called Coldplay cover
okay.
by Caroline. But I'll tell you about that after it's been played.
I'll allow that.
This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns-on-the-Lake, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Quite a journey.
It was. Do you know, that's actually two different songs played at the same time, and they recorded one in the kitchen and one in the living
room. We do that every week on the show.
One in the kitchen and one in the living room, the same house, and they kind of...
Okay.
And if you listen to it, you can hear the kind of swapping behind. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that was Caroline. I've got here not Caroline Rose nor Caroline Polachek, but it turns out they have done a collaboration with Caroline Polachek.
They have, and if you listen to the breakdown, John, you'd have heard that.
I would have done, yeah. The song is called Coldplay Cover, and it is not a Coldplay cover.
It is not.
Just to add to the confusion. But yes, Caroline, Coldplay Cover, and before that we heard...
Alice Barhawk with Trampled by Turtles from the album With Trampled by Turtles, and a track called Princess Road Surgery. Fourth Wanderers released an album in 2018. That was their last album, self-titled album, that came out. Then they went on hiatus, and they're now back with a new one. But they might not be doing any live dates, and it might be all they do. They might split up again after this. We'll have to wait and see. But anyway, this is a really good track that previews the album. The album's not out until 18th of July via Sub Pop. This single came out last week. It's called 7 Months.
Thank you.
pleasingly wonky. Good to have Fourth Wanderers back, no matter how brief it is. The longer this goes on, is out on the 18th of July, and that was 7 months. Another double now, and double of new artists, I think, actually.
It is.
So, yes.
Yes. I chose this purely on the strength of the excellent name, The Man, The Myth, The Meat Slab. And he's otherwise known as Jamie Clark. There isn't actually that much information about him online, but I've found that he's taken inspiration from Bon Iver, Alex G, and Japanese Breakfast. He has a new EP released yesterday called Finding Love in Wilmar Part 1, and this is a track called I Love You, You've Got This.
And I will follow this with another new artist called, a band who go by the name of World's Worst, a track called Angus.
What's up, Sheffield? This is Jeff from Living Body, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah.
That is Salt Lake City, Fuzz Rockers, known as World's Worst, getting their first play on The Breakdown. A track called Angus, that is from their self-titled debut album. No, it isn't, because that came out in 2023. This follow-up is what is that is from. American Muscle is the name of it, and it's out on the 11th of July. And it was The Man, The Myth.
The Man, The Myth, The Meat Slab.
Before that.
Yes.
First play on The Breakdown, not, then. New Artist Double.
Not the sort of music you'd expect.
No.
Someone called The Man, The Myth,
with
The
Meat Slab. No.
To have, but it was very sort of wispy folk, but yes, it was very nice.
We've met the requisite five new artists, haven't we now?
We have. Six, we're way seven. Over that. Yeah. I'll always. Tell you in a minute how many we've got, but yes.
As I mentioned earlier, and as you can tell by John's voice, Joel isn't here this week, but because he's on his way to Barcelona for Primavera. He gave us one request this week to play something from the Shura album, so we're going to do that right now. A track called America. Have you got anything about it?
I haven't, because I forgot we were going to play it. But
yeah, I haven't got the name of the album. That'd be helpful, yeah.
It is called, it's something like The World's Worst Girlfriend or something like that.
Well, Joel listened to the album this morning a few times and said it's stacked. It's called I Got Too Sad For My Friends.
That's the one.
I mean,
there is a
you
track
weren't even
on
close,
it.
Though.
There is a track on it called World's Worst Girlfriend.
That makes sense.
It's explicit, so we can't play it.
But we'll play this one and we'll follow up with a track from this week's Album of the Week from Catherine Joseph.
Thank you. This is Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
We Were Made Prey is the fourth album from Catherine Joseph and is this week's Breakdown Album of the Week. That was Hold. Time now, well, we're 2 minutes late, but it's time now for your Treble 7.
It is indeed. And the first one, excuse me. Oh dear.
I should have fed you down then for that.
Never mind. First one is Cat Bear. That's all one word. And they are a duo from Brighton who are known as Zoe and Sarah. That's all I have.
I presume that's their names.
I presume so. But they've described this track, Who Cares, as their dance floor anthem for introverts. And it will be followed by two more compact but classy tracks.
Breakdown. Treble 7.
Yeah. like the same thing, like nothing's really changing, and no one's gonna save me. So maybe I'm just crazy, don't wanna do the same things, but you just want the same things. I promise that I'm changing, I'm changing. Some kind of beginning, we're too caught up in prison.
That was King Isis, and that concluded today's second Treble 7. And that second play on the show for King Isis. They have a new EP coming out in June called Sirenity, which is spelt with an I, Sirenity. And that is co-produced by Barty Strange. And before that, I'm scribbling up to the top of my notes because they're not in order for some reason, but it was Sea Lemon, and that is the project of Seattle's Natalie Luz, released her debut album, Diving for a Prize, yesterday. She's described herself, which I quite like, as the Costco Cocteau Twins.
I like that.
And that was a track called Cynical, and that was another debut play on The Breakdown. And before that was Cat Bear, duo from Brighton, with a track called, help me out, Steve.
Who Cares?
Who Cares, indeed.
I mean,
it
I
was
care.
Actually
was it?
Called yeah. Who Cares, yeah. And that was the Treble 7.
Thank you, expertly summed up. And now, a new track from Deary, who I thought we'd played before, because they released an EP last year, which was recorded with Slow Dive Simon Scott. Turns out we didn't play anything from that. They're back with a double A-side single coming out next month. The B-side is a cover of Sade's No Ordinary Love, which was probably released before they were both born.
Probably.
In fact, both, I say both, they were formerly a duo, they're now a trio. Dayside is their own composition, it's called I Still Think About You.
Thank you. This is Meishi Meishi, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That was another band getting their first play on the show, wasn't it, John?
It Whisper. Was. That one, Whisper. Again, there's not that much information out about them, apart from they're from Austin, Texas. That was their debut single. I would describe it, if I was describing things, as a mix of jangly indie pop and shoegaze.
Yeah, I'd go along with that.
But that was a debut single from Whisper, Cross Country.
Cross Country, yep. Another double now. Another new artist is, I think it might be a double, actually. Yours are going to be Jana.
Mine's Camille, a new one.
Which is going to follow... first play on the breakdown for Clips, which is a project of Pusha T and No Malice. Second hip-hop track on the show this afternoon. They are dropping a new album, Let God Sort Them Out, on July the 11th. This came out this week. It's called Ace Trumpets.
This is culturally inappropriate.
Ballerinas doing pirouettes inside of my snow globe. Shopping sprees in Soho, you had to see it. Strippers shaking ass and watching the dough blow. Ace trumpets and rose molds. Yellow diamonds look like PP. Bitches fly from DC on my private to Waikiki. 3P, niggas is my sons and that's on repeat. Sins of the father, so I call you little Michis. It's easy, how could you and me be? Ever seen his peers, can't compare, you just CC. Don't you know these clears in my ears, only VVs? Play musical chairs, Fred Astaire through these GTs. Too much wear and tear on your bitch, she couldn't please me. White glove service with the brick, I am Luigi. Sold ecstasy and disappeared, I am Houdini. Look at them, him and him, still waiting on Yeezy. I hope you got your squeegees. Had your interviews, I just kiki, life's peachy. ASAP with Riri, you rappers all beneath me. But love like the Bee Gees. International flights connect me to the Wi-Fi. The only way you reach me, huh? Ballerinas doing pirouettes inside of my snow globe. Shopping sprees in Soho, you had to see it. Strippers shaking ass and watching the dough blow. Ace trumpets and rose molds.
Penny a la vodka, Panama fishing village, visiting with Papa, with choppers, all of you impasta, simply just Ferrari window shoppers. The one that I just sorted looked like it was built by NASA. Over half a mil we call for Kasha, reaching for Akasha, never leaving home without my peace like I'm Mahatma. From the tribe of Judah, I'm Mufasa, never turn the other cheek, you'll die at the Oscars. Persona non grata, mi casa su casa, drugs killed my team spirit, welcome to Nirvana. You was Fuji Lala, I was Alibaba, dressed in house of Gucci made from selling Lady Gaga. Hakuna Matata, island wearing tie-dye, umbrella in my rolls, match the one that's in this Mata. Listen, you are not I, cross T's, dot I's, I done disappeared and reappeared without a voila. Ballerinas doing pirouettes inside of my snow globe, shopping sprees in Soho, you had to see it. Strippers shaking ass and watching the dough blow, Ace trumpets and Rose Mo's.
Hi, this is Amber from OK Button, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Maybe you wanna house in a place I forgot about. I could change, you could read, you'd be wicked about me. Get into swift rolling sickness when I feel
was Janaya Camille and Summer Scotch, and she is from Birmingham and is 20 years old. And it's, it always amused me when I see, like, 20 years old and their influences are The Sundays and Liz Phair.
Yeah, a lot of, yeah,
that
a lot
just
of
makes
people
me feel
are into
old.
Bands from the 80s.
But that's good. That's the influence of
it is.
The internet, I would say.
Yeah.
But she's open for Soccer Mommy, and Claro releases her EP, My Sunny Oath, on June 13th. And that is the first track to be taken from it. And before that, we heard Clips and the excellently titled Ace Trumpets.
Ace Trumpets, yes. A couple more to fit into this week's show. I'm going to play something from the Yule album that came out yesterday. Evangelic Girl is a Gun is the name of it, out via Ninja Tune Records. And this one is called The Girl Who Sold Her Face. don't know why I said it like that. Well, I do, because I was trying to find the title.
Yeah.
The Girl Who Sold Her Face. That is Yule and the girl who, I've lost it again, the girl who sold her face. It's from the album Angelic Girl Is a Girl. Too many words in those titles. Anyway, that's the penultimate track on this week's show. We're going to round off things with a track from Wombo. Came out last week. It is the title track from their forthcoming album Danger in Fives, coming out August the 8th via Fire Talk Records. Last thing you'll hear on the show this week. Thank you for coming in, John.
Thank you for having me.
Not sure if there'll be a show next week. Tune in. Maybe there will. If not, we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. We'll leave you with this one. Reggae Time is up next with Select K. Stay tuned to Sheffield Live.
this is Vivian Jones.